Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Rasa Sheikh Yu. Well, the schus for four is Rabbi Yosef Ben Chan, Rabbi Shai Ben Leia. And it's based in the Torah, Rabbi Rabbeinu Agon Agod, Al Mufla, Ben Mufla, Rav Mandatzal. Perik Yudal, the Pasuk Vam, Adal, the Kisabol, Eretz Kanan. Asher Notzen Lechem Lachuz, Ben Asati, Negat Saras, Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem. When you come to the land of Canaan that I'm giving you as an inheritance, and I'm going to place a negat saras, an affliction, in the house of your inheritance. Rashi writes, "Besuri hilahem, shani goyim boim aleim, fishet minu amaroim, matmonios shel zov bikiros bateim, kol arboim shana, she yisrael bamidbar bal yedei hanega, noteitz habayit bayis umoitzon." Rashi says, this is a besura, this is a good tiding. And the good tiding is, you're going to get negun, you're going to get this tzaras in your house. Wow, it's great. What's so great about it? Because the Amorites left these treasures of gold in the walls of the house, the 40 years the Jews were in the desert, and because of this nega, the person is going to smash the walls of the house and find these treasures. So Kedarkeinu, we have a number of kashas. Number one, Chara, it's difficult to understand. The only way God can give us the oitzlis, the treasures of the, is to give us tzaras in the house. There's no other way Hashem can give us treasures. The only way He can do it is give us tzaras in the house. Hashem could give it to him otherwise, so why does a dafka have to be through a nega? Moreover, we have to understand that we see from the pasuk that the nega is a besora. It's a good tiding. So it's mashma that if not for the nega, they wouldn't have been zoch in these oitzvahs. That's why it's such a good tiding. Shuv lama dafka idea nega. So we want to understand why God can't give it a different way, and it's number two, it's mashma that otherwise he's not getting it. So why does it have to be Dafka I did this nega? Specifically through this affliction on the wall. You also have to understand, we see in the Parsha, in the Mishnah, that we don't always destroy the house. Sometimes we do Hezker. And then if the nega got darker after the first week, he just has to peel off the makom hanega, and that's it. So if the whole tachlis is the matmonius, what's the tachlis of this nega? I understand the nega that you have to remove the stones. But if it's a nega that you don't remove the stones, then what's the point? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh here writes, from the fact that it says, ki savo v'nasati, so it says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to give you this negat sarah, so it's mashma, that there's a besoira, there's some sort of tiding here from the lashon of the pasuk. It says, wow, it's going to be a great thing. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give you this nega. So otherwise it should have just said, ki negat sarah. But that the Rashi says, that the besaira is you're going to get these matmonias, that's derech derash. So the Yerachayim searched for a pshat in the besaira, not the drash of Rashi. And Patsiklam, but hey, it says, Ubar shaloh abayis v'igid lakoyen lemor kanegen erali babayis. And the one who owns the house comes to the Kohen, and he tells him that a nega was seen in my house. So the pasuk says, "Uba shelo abayis v'yigid lakohen lemor." What is lemor? Lemor is to say. What does it have to say? Lemor. Uba shelo abayis v'yigid lakohen kanegan yerali babayis. What does it mean? V'yigid lakohen lemor. What's the extra lemor? Saying lechora miyutar. As b'toras koyanim darshu mizeh sheyomar lo hakohen devrei kibushin. In the Torah Koyhanim, he says that it's to say words of Musar. That's the lemo. Rav Chaim HaKadosh writes, Derech Drash, and again the Rav Chaim HaKadosh looks for the pshat. What's the pshat in the lemo? And what it says in the pasuk Kenega, Rashi writes in the Mishnah Nigoyim, Shafilu Talmud Chacham, even a Talmud Chacham who knows, Shehu Nega Vadai, Lo Yivsok Dover Boru Lomar Nega Nirali. Even if it's a Talmud Chacham and he knows that he's saying a Nega, he still shouldn't paskin with certainty and say, I saw a Nega, Kenega, something like a Nega. But he shouldn't say with certitude that he saw a Nega, even if he's a Talmud Chacham. Rather, he should say, Kinnega, it's like a Nega. In the Mizrahi, he asks that anyway he can't be Paul the Tumah. Anyway, this Talmud Chacham doesn't have the right to make this house tummy. He needs the coin to pass in that it's tummy. So who cares if he says Nega, Kin Nega? Even if he paskins a Dover Baru, what is it? What does it make a difference? At the end of the day, it's not him who's paskining the house. It's the Kohen. So the Mizrahi concludes there that it's an Indian of Derech Eretz, like it says in Brachas, Daf Dalet. L'mad l'shon chalom areni yodea. You should teach your tongue to say, I don't know. So it's an Indian of Derech Eretz. Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaMizrahi. U'Mashe Kosef Ke'ein Zeh B'Gur Aryeh. B'Kamuvan. She'Tzarich B'Yir Tuva. My time will limit the Torah Derech Eretz. Dafka Kan. B'Farashat Negei Batim Dafka. V'lo B'Negei Adam or Negei B'Gadim. Why are we learning the Derech Eretz here, not by the Nigei Adam and Nigei Begodim, that also require a coin? Or teach me Derech Eretz if it's not, when it's not Nogeyat and Negayim at all. So in other words, there's something, some relationship between Nigei Batim and this Derech Eretz to say that you don't know. Befrat, according to the implication, the mashmos of the Rambam in Tumas Tzaraas 14:4, that it's a din and it's a halacha to say kinega, and it only applies to nigei batim ayin shem b'maisik roikach al Rambam. As vaday tzarich biur gam etzem anyan. Kumo shenit kashe b'ze הראים, וגם את מה שישנו עניין זה רק בנגי בתים. So why is it only נגי בתים? And why does the Rambam paskin? It's not just דרך ארץ, it's מה משדין, it's a halacha. Say, לימדה תורה דרך ארץ, בסדר. The Rambam says, not just דרך ארץ, it's מה משדין, what's... Why is it so necessary to have this din? And again, why is it dafka by nigei batim? אז אפשר לומר כך, אחרי שגמרנו את סדרת השאלות, קושיות. First we have to understand, what's the union of a person's house? The union of a house is a place where the Baal HaBayis finds some sort of security. It's an island of serenity, or it's supposed to be, from all of the storms, all of the difficulties that man has in his daily life. And he finds the peace, the serenity, that are so necessary for man. And he finds menucha l'nafsho, He finds pleasure, he finds rest for his soul. And that's what it says in Ksuba 67b, Dei Machsar Zeh Abayis. It's talking there about a Chiyuv Tzedakah. So, Mitzad Atzma Mistam Adam Chaser, Ubechayav, Abayit Mashlim Et Chesrono. כנ"ל כלפי עצם מציאות החיים בתוך ביתו, ולכן נקרא בית די מחסורו, שהוא הדבר המשלים את החסר לו לאדם. It says to give him what he's lacking. And what's most lacking for a person? A home. A man needs a home. That's again, it's island of peace, of serenity. And that's what it says in Pesachim 88a. Right there it's talking about Chiyuv Tzedakah. And if you're able to give, that's what's Dei Machsor, that's what he's lacking. You have to make sure he has a house. Psachim Peiches, it says that Avram called it a har, and Yitzchak Asada, Yaakov called it a bayis. She Yaakov who connected a bayis hashlishi, she yibana b'mehera v'yameinu, ayin she b'mar shah. That Yaakov was, that called it a bayis, is connected the third base HaMikdash. And there's going to be a Menucha Shlema, that's why it's a Bayis. Avram is Bayis Rishon, Yitzchak Bayis Sheni. But Bayis Shlishi is when it's going to be a Bayis, because that's going to be true Menucha. That's when we're going to come to rest. And that's why it says in Moed Katan 9b, the high Alma Ushbizach, Vualma Besach, that we're guests in this world, and the next world it's going to be our home. Because that's what we're going to find, true menucha in the next world. That's the inyan that it says in Brachas 57a. Al dira na, a beautiful home, expands a person's das. Because the bayis is poil b'das ha'odam. Zigam inyan she'amru b'gemara b'shabbat. I never called my wife my wife, called my wife my house. Yuma beis amad alef beis hazu ishto. Soto mem dalet am alef beis cha zo ishto. Zo isha. Because bias isn't just walls and a floor and a ceiling. But when a person lives there, it gives him serenity, and that therefore that includes a wife. She's his home. Mara says she's called a choma. Like his wall, his security. Comes home, he has a wife he's taken care of. Yavama 62b, a person who doesn't have a wife doesn't have simcha. V'semach dato v'isecha. V'isecha is your wife. He also lacks bracha. Gemara says, lavi bracha el v'isecha. Because when you need simcha, you need bracha, it needs to be bias. And the wife is the bias. Without a wife, it's not a true bayis. It's just it's walls and a floor. Today, walls and a floor are very expensive. But if you think about it, just walls and a floor. But in a deeper level, it's supposed to provide a person with security. And that's why people are so willing to spend so much money on to own one. Ah, now I'm secure. They don't even want to rent. But today, to buy a house in a firm neighborhood is, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's, if I may use the pun, through the roof. So people wanted it, so that's their sense of security. That's their place of peace, of solace. And the wife is part of that. Bayis is Isha. As the Fizan era, Shetzarat Batim. שלעיתים יש בו הקצאת חלק מהבית, ופעמים יש בו ניתוץ של כולו, אין העונש שיש בזה, שבעיקר הוא הלשון הרע, באמת שיש כאן הפסד ממון, שבא עליו כעונש. צרס הבתים that we're talking about over here, that sometimes part of the house is removed. And sometimes the whole house, the onesh, is not, it's for Lashon Hara primarily, we know, Rambam, the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, In the Torah's Kohanim here, on what it says, Shama Lakon Debre Kibushim, the Sugi and Erchen, 16a. So the onish is not the loss of money, since it's a lot of money, which comes as an onish. That's why you have Tzaras Begadim, like it says to Tana Debele El Rab in the 15th parak. Ela Shein Yano Apkiya Bebal Abayit Bafka'ato Me'abayit. Bein Batchila Bema She'yesh U'pinat Abayit Ve'ezger Alav. Bein Be'emshech Behaktza'at V'nitutso. Behaktza'ato V'nitutso. So the Inyan is, it's a Begi on the Baal Abayis that he's removed from his house. We know that Gush Katif, 2005, Tavshin Samach Hei, and they removed people from their homes, and they still haven't gotten over. I'm saying we're talking now, it's been almost 20 years, it's been 18 years, and I'm sure people are still suffering from the trauma. And there was a suicide, and homes were broken, divorces, I heard. If I remember, terrible things. It was so unbelievably traumatic. So that's really what's going on over here. Person's losing his house, even if it's just Hezger, takes everything out and the person has to leave, the house is quarantined. And then Viter, if the house is actually destroyed. So Yesh Beze Pula Bebala Bayit Shel Bitul HaMakom Shebo Yimtza Menucha V'Nachat V'Hashket V'Shalva. So this feeling of lacking a home, of being homeless, that's the Ikar Onesh, and not the monetary loss per se. So why is it say over here, Dafka coming into Eretz Yisrael? That Nigei Batim, it's not a kasha on the Lashon, it's a kasha on the Din, that we see in the Mishnais and the Torah's Kohanim, that here it's telling us that Nigei Batim are noig only in Eretz Yisrael, Mashenke and other Nigoyim. So that's one kasha, the Kli Yoko. The second kasha is, that it says, Asher Ani Noten Lecha Machuza Kulo Miyutar. Of course, we know that it's given to us as an inheritance, so the whole thing is superfluous. Just say in your houses. So you could see there what the valuable vessel says, the Kli Yoko. Because since we explained that the Yisod of the Onesh of Nigei Batim is that in his home he has Menucha, he has Shalvi, he has Serenity, he has Peace. And the Tzaras is Mafkir him from this, it removes him from this, divorces him from this. So that's only when he's in his Nachla, he's in his Achusa, then the house gives him Hashket Uvetach. But if he's not in Eretz Achuzasov, Rachman al-Utzlan, he's in Golis. So that's not peace. He has a house in Muncie. That's relaxing. That's peace. He's not home. That's not his house. So Muncie is very nice. Everywhere Jews live today is nice. But back in the old days, he has a house in Poland, in Russia, Morocco. It's miserable. That's not Eretz Achuzasov. There are also rich Jews in these places, but that's not Eretz Achuzasa. So the whole vort of Nigei Batim is that it removes a person from his state of serenity. And Chutz Laretz, there's no serenity in your house. There's not a place of Menucha. You're not there to stay. It's only temporary dwelling. That's why it says in the pasuk, Eretz Kanan Hashem Nosen Lechem LaAchuza. Hainu Kishetaduru BeAchuzatchem. That Hashem is giving you. You're not in Galus, living under Gentile rule. You're in Eretz Yisrael. And במציאות זו הבא ממה שנותן לכם לאחוזה יהיה נגד צרת שיפגע בנקודה זו. באשר יחולו בית ארץ אחוזתכם. It's going to be חל in your בית ארץ אחוזתכם. In other words, this, the house that you inherited. Not stam your houses. But in Eretz Achuzaschem, in the house, in the country of your inheritance. So that's the vort, that it's mamish poigea in your, and your sense of serenity, and your sense of calm. Your menuchas hanefesh is your achuza. Now it's being you're being removed from it. It's being damaged. This we can also understand the Gemara in Yume, in the Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It says there, La'achuza atchiyich b'shoyse, kav shoyse v'lo chalku l'shvatim, chalku l'shvatim, lo chalku l'beis abas, chalku l'beis abas, v'en kol echad makir shaloi minayin. So the term for a possession means until you conquer it, it becomes entirely yours. However, in the case where they conquered it but did not divide it among the tribes, or they divided among the tribes but didn't distribute it to the patrilineal families, or they distributed it to the patrilineal families but every one of them doesn't recognize his individual portion. From where is it derived that it may not, that does not become impure? Talmud Loimar, Ubasha Loi Abayis, Michim Yuchad Loi, Yatza Misha Eno En Miuchadim Loi. So you have to recognize your own portion. Ubasha Loi Abayis, it has to be yours. So we understand this beautifully now, because that's the whole word of this Onesh. That it only applies when it's your house. You recognize that it's your house, and then the person is losing it. And he has to undergo that trauma. That's the Onesh. So, May Rabbi Rabbi Sai, Kedarkeno Anachno Omrim, Tafasta al Derech HaGemara, Tafasta Meruba Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Mur Tafasta. Anachno Mishtadlim Lo Lasot Yoter Midai Bevat Achat, Ktat Kashe Li Kul, Az Anachno Machlakim Et Ze Bechalakim, VeHadvarim Beintayim Ayu Neflaim Biyoter, VeZrat Hashem Anachno Namshich B'Mahalach בפעם הבאה, ונראה יותר נפלאות. Thank you so much for listening. בעזרת השם, השם שגיבת את הכוח למוח, תשום חסכיים, everything we need in order to be able to continue. And מרצה השם will go right there. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.